Love is gentle, faithful, swift, passionate, blind, and wondrous. All these are faces of love. In a moment, young Kate Wakefield, venturing into today's world of confusing freedoms, brought to you by Natural Wear Miss Clairol, to know you're the best you can be. If you take Tylenol instead of aspirin for headache, now you can get the exact same relief with Daytrill and get a dollar refund besides. Buy Daytrill in the 100 or 250 tablet size, and Bristol-Myers will refund you $1. Send name, address, and Daytrill carton to Daytrill, Box 836, Farmingdale, New York, 11735, and get a dollar back. Offer good on one bottle only. Expires April 30th, 1976. So try Daytrill now and get a dollar back.
I know we share everything, hon, but next time, could you keep your cold to yourself?
This was your cold, dear. You sneeze first.
You were sniffling before that. Think of the money we spend on nasal sprays.
That's why I bought four-way nasal spray today. It can cost a lot less than the leading brand, a lot less.
Yeah?
And you can't buy faster decongestion relief than four-way. Here, just follow the directions.
Hey, that's a blast.
I know. I bought four-way for me, too. And think how much we'll save on four-way with all the colds you get.
You mean all the colds you give me?
Morning, Henry.
Good morning, Kate. I don't usually call on young ladies or any ladies at an hour like this, but...
Never mind the buts. Come on in.
I think Bellhaven's due for more snow.
Oh, Henry, will you have some coffee?
No, thank you. I drink my coffee at breakfast, and that does it.
That's character.
No. It's stubbornness, Kate. My dear, I've been thinking about you.
Oh, boy. Well, I'll take my scolding.
Not at all, my dear. I came over in admiration.
Oh. Well, this is a big day.
I'd like to think I'm improving it.
Well, come on into the study.
Arthur's study. Not a thing changed.
He was a remarkable man. But he scared me.
He scared a lot of people. Arthur had principles. Kate, I know you're going down there to Jamaica.
Yes, Henry, I am. And thanks to you, at least I know where to begin. Glory Point.
You just can't go down to a point of land by yourself. What is it? Where is it? Is there anything there?
Yes, there is. I came across it one day at our office when I was looking through a listing of big estates for sale.
Mm-hmm.
There's a house there on an old estate. It's called Glory Hall.
Do you know anything about it?
Well, I'm going to find out more. If there's a house, there must be people.
Kate, this is foolhardy. Maybe dangerous.
If anyone there knew Tom, I want to know them.
I came here resolved to help you, Kate, not to put obstacles in your way. So I'm going to tell you one thing I admitted yesterday. It may hurt you, but now I feel you should know. When Tom was talking so wildly to me the last day of his illness, he mentioned a girl.
A girl?
He said she was his spirit guide, whatever that means. He called her Francesca. Never anything more.
Francesca.
Yes. Once he said, tell Francesca I lost. Kate, my dear, I wasn't going to tell you this, but now...
No, it's all right, Henry, really.
If you must go, she might be a friend.
Henry, I'm very grateful.
Hi, Nancy. Hey, I thought you weren't coming.
Oh, never miss a chance for coffee at Joe's place.
I got a little delayed.
Hey, what train are you taking?
Anyone that's around when you and I have finished talking.
You mean you're staying just for me?
That's right.
Hey, I guess I was pretty awful last night.
Oh, you just walked out on us, that's all.
Well, Mom and Dad were laughing at me, and then I thought, well, you and David would like to be alone.
Oh, come on, you silly.
Well, sometimes it's just easier to be absent than present.
Don't I know that? That's no reason for running off.
Well, it felt pretty foolish, asking if I could come down and stay with you in the city, when I'd just be in the way.
Honey, it'd be wonderful to have you. I just have to be out of town for a while on business.
Kate,
What?
Kate, could I come with you?
When?
Now, on this business trip you're taking. I could be your secretary and take notes and look after things.
Oh, honey.
Oh, well, look, I'm not kidding. Why does everybody think I'm kidding?
I don't think you're kidding, but I couldn't take you with me.
Why not?
I just can't on this trip.
Oh, then David can't let me work on the paper. Okay. Okay.
Why don't you talk, Nancy? What is wrong these days?
I've drunk this life to its dregs, babysitting in Bellhaven. That's all.
Is that the trouble, honey? No job?
That's part of it.
And the other part?
Oh, you wouldn't understand, Kate. You've never been frustrated.
Never been frustrated? Oh, Nancy!
Look, I'm 18 and you were married at 19.
And I made a very bad mistake. I'm still paying for
it. Did anybody try to stop you?
No, I did it all on my own.
See, I haven't even had the luck to make a mistake.
Nancy, do you want to get married?
It would be a change.
Are you in love?
Oh, of course not. What made you say that?
It happens.
I have more sense to fall in love with a guy who isn't in love with me.
Are you sure he isn't?
He doesn't even know I'm on the same planet. I mean, if there was such a guy.
Well, then you'll just have to find a way of telling him.
How? I mean, this is silly, Kate. I mean, if a guy likes you, he lets you know, right?
Doesn't not he? Always.
Kate. Kate, I just had the most wonderful idea. How long are you going to be away?
I don't know yet.
Listen, could I come to the city and stay in your room at the studio club while you're gone? I mean, I wouldn't just hang around. I'd go to lectures and things.
Well,
and
I don't know. Why not?
Oh, it would be neat. Don't you see? Then he'd know I wasn't around instead of not knowing that I am around. And that would solve everything, wouldn't it? Oh, Kate, how soon are you going?
Hi, I'm Sandy Wright. In 1966, I was in a Miss Clairol commercial. Then it was, does she or doesn't she? Today, she still does. I love my hair. After 9 years, yes, 9 years of using Miss Clairol cream formula, it's in great condition. Terrific body, easy to manage, and if I have any gray, who knows?
Miss Clairol cream formula. It's the hair color professionals use, the best it can be, at any price. Look for Miss Clairol to know you're the best you can be.
In my house, we've got a fully automatic kitchen. Me. And the worst job I've got to do is scrape and scrub that dirty oven.
Well, there's a different way to clean your oven that's less work. The overnight way, with Mr. Muscle.
Promises, promises.
It's true. With Mr. Muscle, you just spray it on at night, and while you sleep, its self-scouring foam lifts up the grease and grime.
That's a good idea.
So next morning, you just wipe clean.
You know, I've got a feeling that Mr. Muscle's going to be a good man to wake up to.
Gloria, did you reach Mrs. Wakefield in Bellhaven? She'd left. Well, do you know what train she's coming down on? That's Mrs. Jessup, bless her heart. She's a Scottish housekeeper, my one friend in Bellhaven. Gets in when? 2:28. Good girl. I'm going out for lunch now with Mrs. Cushing. Gloria, why don't you just wait on the plane tickets? Yeah, well, I'll leave for Paris when I'm ready. Thanks, honey.
Oh, darling, the old thrill when I meet you in a restaurant.
This table all right?
We used to sit in the corner, don't you remember? Dim and romantic and hold hands.
You're putting me on, Claire.
Well, maybe it wasn't the same restaurant.
Or even the same guy.
Oh, for a moment I thought it was going to be romantic. You know, playing our song.
I can't remember that we ever had one.
You were too busy making a success.
Mm-hmm. And you disliked sentiment.
Yes, what a pair we were. We never could have lasted under the same roof. Yes, I will have a cocktail. The usual?
Waiter.
Oui, monsieur.
A very dry martini for the lady.
A double, darling?
A double dry martini for the lady. I'll have clam and tomato juice.
Oh, Tony. You're getting dull.
I think you're right, Claire. But then my life isn't exactly what I'd choose.
Oh, Tony, not that again. I've closed the subject of a divorce. You have your own life. Except when you get into the mess you're in now and need me.
Claire, I'm not in a mess. I found the girl I want. I intend to push for a divorce.
How?
My lawyer will talk to your lawyer.
All that money wasted. Well, that's not my problem.
Mm-hmm.
Darling, Hugh, your esteemed boss, is losing his mind.
Good. Maybe he'll be easier to get along with.
I'm not fooling. You should be in Paris right now, and instead you're seeing this girl, Kate. Now, he wants you to get rid of her.
The day Hugh Fletcher can tell me that...
Tony, don't try to take him on. He is the head of the corporation. He'll be retiring someday, and you're next in line. You've got to play it his way.
Was it his idea or yours that we have lunch together today?
It was mine. I was even a little sentimental about it. I wanted to warn you, Tony.
About what?
If you go on seeing Kate, you're heading for a showdown with Hugh.
When he begins to interfere in my personal life...
He does not give a damn about your personal life. You could have a dozen girls and he wouldn't care. But not Kate Wakefield.
It so happens it is Kate Wakefield. I want to marry her.
Ah, I laugh that I may not weep, as the French say.
Sure, sure. Sounds funny, I know. But I'll make a go of marriage with Kate.
She will bow to your every whim.
She hasn't bowed to any of them yet.
Her husband was in the dirtiest racket known. People forgive a lot, but they do not forgive drug smuggling. Ah. Your career could hang in the balance.
Let it hang.
Oh, Tony, you don't mean that.
I don't care what Tom Wakefield got into 5 years ago. I've told Kate that.
What Tom Wakefield was into 5 years ago is still going strong. That little cocaine traffic is now all through the islands.
How do you know that?
I've spent a good deal of time down there. I have friends. They tell me. In fact, I'm leaving for Hugh's place shortly.
Have a nice time, Claire.
Tony, please. Won't you listen to me? For your own sake. Give Kate Wakefield up before you lose everything you've accomplished.
Faces of Love has been brought to you by Mr. Muscle, the oven cleaner that works the easy overnight way. This program comes to you from the Radio Playhouse.